Here we are again, guys, on another beautiful episode of This, That, and Those. Who's Those? I'm Those. Get it? Got it good. So, what's going on, everybody? I hope you guys are doing well today. I'm doing well today. Going to see Post Malone tonight. So stony. Stoners. I had an iced Americano yesterday. I don't know if you guys are coffee drinkers. Iced Americano, literally, all it is, it's a shot of espresso. Throw a little water in that bitch, some ice, you good. You drinking. It was strong. Very strong, very tasty. I enjoy that shit. You guys might not. It's Wednesday. So on Twitter, Wednesday Wisdom was trending today. And you know me, I like to learn new shit. So I clicked on it, clicked on the hashtag. Well, I didn't learn a thing, okay? Didn't learn not one thing. What I did see was a ton of motivational posts to people. It was all like, you, all caps, are worth it. I'm just thinking like, maybe they're not. Maybe the person reading that's not worth it, you know? I wanted fun facts, and I got a bunch of people trying to be motivators on Twitter. Motivational posts. You losers, shut up. Stop tweeting. 140 characters or less, chances are you're not going to change somebody's life. 140 characters or less, I'm going to change your fucking lives. Follow me, guys. Follow me, everything will be all right. I'll change your lives with my... Oh, shit. Twitter is something else. I'm glad for things like Twitter, though. You know, gives people an outlet to get their opinions across. Even though I don't agree with majority of the shit I see on Twitter. People probably don't agree with me either. But they follow me, so they see it. And they don't unfollow me. Don't unfollow me if you follow me. Tell more people to follow me. Tell more people to follow my podcast. What else? Oh, there's on Twitter, the trending, another thing that was trending, questions I need answers to. So, as I do, I clicked it. And these ones were a little bit better. They're still not very good. It was like, who closes the door after the bus driver gets off? That's something that I don't think anybody... No one really knows the answer to that, you know? No one knows that. No one has that answer. Maybe the bus driver will tell you. If you know a bus driver, if you are a bus driver, please tune in to This, That, and Those. Who is Felicia and why is she always leaving? Well, I don't know. If you really don't know who Felicia is and you just say it, Felicia is one of the characters in Friday. And she's like the homeless lady that's always asking for shit. Like, always asking for stuff. And she was like, hey, Craig. And he was, that's why, that's my Felicia voice. Hey, Craig. And Ice Cube is Craig. And he's like, what? And she's like, can I borrow your car? And he's like, he's like, what do you need my car for? Or something like that. She says something else. He's like, bye, Felicia. And that's what that's from. If you didn't know that, I gave you the answer. She's not always leaving. She's always getting kicked out. She's getting kicked out. She needs to read those fucking tweets from all the heroes on Twitter. Oh, shit. When will road construction be done? I got an answer for that one, too. It's never going to be done. It's never. The answer is it's never. It's never going to be done. If you don't know what career to get into road construction, because you'll be working. You working. What is the hokey pokey all about, you know? You do the hokey pokey, and that's what it's all about. I don't know the fucking words to it. That's what it's all about. I think it's just about putting your legs in a circle and your arms or some shit, right? I hope I'm saying the right song. That's what it's all about. Yeah, hey. It's a weird way of singing, isn't it? Oh, God, I sound like one of those scat people. Scooty bop bop doop dot e. Those people are the worst. Scat means shit, doesn't it? In some other language. Scat. Scat. You're a scat man. Skibidi bidi beat up up. You're a shit man. That's what you are. If your career is scatting, you're just shitting all over people's ears. All you shitting. You shitting on my ears. You shitting. You using my ear holes as a toilet. Stop. Stop using me and abusing me. Who let the dogs out? No one knows that answer. That's even worse than the bus driver guy. Because no one knows who let the dogs out. Even the guys who wrote the song don't know who let the dogs out. I had that CD when I was in fourth or fifth grade, I think it came out. I'm pretty sure that's around the time. Circa 2003. People that say circa. Circa 2003-ish. But yeah, I had that. There was that song. There was Who Let the Dogs Out. That was a good song. And then the only other good song was the remix of Who Let the Dogs Out, which was the same exact song with a different beat. It was like the bonus track. Remember when CDs had the bonus track? You got the deluxe copy, Mom. Mom, you just got me the normal Chingy CD. I got the normal Chingy CD. I didn't get the deluxe edition with the two remixes. Remixes. Get that shit out of my face. What a fucking scam a remix is. But they're always so good, right? They're so good. But it's such a scam. They're just selling us the same fucking song. We're just like, did you hear the remix, though? Yeah, man, it was fucking sweet. And that's what it's all about. Hey. Oh, this was one that I had. Maybe, if somebody could answer this, it would be the Clutch Man Dan. Why can't North and South Dakota and North and South Carolina just become one? Just Dakota? Where are you going on vacation? Dakota. Said no one ever, by the way. Where are you going on vacation? Carolina. Or West Virginia? How about you just scooch on into Virginia? No one goes to Virginia. You know who goes to Virginia on vacation? People that can't go a little bit more south to Carolina. Where'd you guys go? Virginia? Oh, cool. That, if somebody tells me that they went on vacation to Virginia, you know what I usually say? Oh, that's cool. And I walk away. That's it. What are you going to tell me you did? You fucking made moonshine? Yeah. Oh, this is one that they like to say. Isn't the, that like bourbon trail there? That's the only thing Virginia has. And that's for alcoholics. We went to the bourbon trail. Cool. What else you do? Well, we went to the bourbon trail. we went to Charleston. Oh, you went to the worst city in America? Congrats, man.
Cool. Sweet. Do you ride any like four-wheelers or anything?
Well, no.
We had good barbecue though. Oh, it's cool. What'd you guys have? I think it was raccoon, but I'm not positive. Oh shit. Guys, I'm not even stoned or anything. I'm just feeling goofy today. Feeling excited for this concert tonight. I am. Did you guys see that Kevin Durant shit on Twitter? He pulled a Skip Bayless. He tweeted from another account. So like somebody asked him something. He had a second account to like defend himself without actually defending himself. Bitch move, by the way. KD. Awful move. But he was like calling out the Thunder and their coach Billy Donovan, I think, right? Calling them out, saying that like he didn't like playing for him and all this shit, and then he got caught because he forgot to switch to the other account, so he was basically just tweeting in third person, and somebody caught him. Like, what the fuck? Actually, it's just been bad for Kevin's lately. Kevin Hart, did you see his Instagram post? He totally got busted. He got busted like cheating on his wife and his kid, whatever. So he posted this video on Instagram, like apologizing to his wife and kid, which is a fucking good move, right? I for sure don't cheat on your girlfriend, but. Because okay, so what happened was the lady was trying to like exploit him and get money from him. He was like, fuck that, you're not getting shit from me. And then just went public with it. For sure, do that if you get busted doing something. John Jones should take notes from Kevin Hart instead of being quiet. Nothing says I'm guilty like going fucking zero dark 30 on everybody. You know what I mean? And then like the only shit you do tweet is like, oh, this is the time that I find out who my real friends are. And what else did he say? I never did steroids. I put that on my heavenly father. Dude, shut the fuck up. What is more interesting about this Tyranno ball, though, is they found it in like a ton of different supplements that you could buy. Like, I work at GNC. You could buy that shit. Like, some of the stuff that they found this in, you could buy it at GNC. It was like 40 or 50 different supplements. So, I don't know, man. I said I was off the bandwagon, but it's just like, I mean, enough's enough, but I don't know. I don't want to be off the bandwagon, the John Jones bandwagon. I don't know. But yeah, Kevin Hart, fucking, he owned that. And I mean, like I said, for sure, don't cheat on your girl. But if you get caught, like coming out and being public with it, everybody fucking loves Kevin Hart. I don't really know. If somebody that I know doesn't like Kevin Hart, I probably don't agree with them on a lot of stuff. Because Kevin Hart's a pretty funny dude. He's pretty, like, openly accepted as being a funny guy. People like I wouldn't have the same sense of humor, like, because Kevin Hart hits so many different senses of humor. So, I just feel like if people don't like Kevin Hart, I probably wouldn't get along with them. I don't know, because me and Dan have complete opposite thoughts on some shit, like politics and shit. Like he'll be like, "Oh, you're a liberal, stupid liberal, whatever. I don't care." Me and Jenna too, but those are two of my like favorite people, so it's weird. Yeah, I am a fucking liberal. Deal with it. But that's another thing too. I don't think we should be so worried about who's liberal or whatever, you know? Or like, I'm not even saying just politics. Like, if somebody has a different idea than you, even though I literally just said this about comedy, that's just because laughing is important to me. But if somebody has different ideas than you, but they're just like a good person, that should not the ideas that they have shouldn't affect your guys' friendship. Me and Dan, I'm just using him as an example because he's like off the top of my head. Me and him don't get like see eye to eye on a ton of shit, but we also are good friends because we don't let that shit like get in the way of it. Or me and Jenna, like I'll actually have her on to debate it. I think two people the same size, this is a big one we've been in lately. I think a guy and a girl weighing the same amount with the same amount of training, I think the guy beats the girl in a fight 10 times out of 10. And she really disagrees with me on this. And she's all like about like feminists and shit. And I'm just not. Not that I don't, I mean, if it's something like black and white, like clear cut, yeah, I'm gonna agree with the like right side, like the good side. I'm not a monster. I just don't agree with some shit that people say. A lot of shit that people say. Speaking of not agreeing with shit people say, fucking boxing took a shot on Saturday. Am I right? I watched this fight. It was so obvious. Okay, it was a close fight. I'll give you that. But it was clear that Triple G won that fight. And boxing had to get its gross, dirty, fucking serpent tentacles into that little vote and rob Triple G of a win. And the same people that said Mayweather McGregor is just going to be a shit show. It's going to be, oh, it's so stupid. It's not even going to be a fight. Are the same people that were like, oh, wait till Canelo and Triple G. That's a fight. Yeah, it was a fight. And they got robbed. They just showed people, all eyes were on boxing this weekend. And that decision is why people don't pay attention to boxing. Why boxing is a dying sport. And that's what it is. Boxing is a dying sport. They can't keep doing that shit. It's going to keep going on. I'm talking about ratings. They're not getting new fans. I don't know one little kid that likes boxing. I know little kids that like fucking UFC, but not boxing. It's just, one, they don't have any stars. They have Canelo, and that's why they did this. But it, for like actual fighting fans, they fucked up. What's her name? Adelaide Bird? Fucking corrupt. She like, she was paid off to make that vote. And it's like, okay, that's whatever. Brendan Schaub actually called it. He said if Triple G didn't stop Canelo, he was going to get robbed of a decision, even if he clearly won. And you can't say, you don't watch boxing, so you can't say anything. You don't have to watch boxing to know who clearly won. Right? Am I completely wrong on this? I'm not. So the boxing heads, they went zero dark 30. And that's what it's all. That fucking Bird lady. Have you guys seen her picture? She's basically a cat lady. For sure a cat lady. I hope she never works again. Ever. You fuck one thing up, that's cool. But if you're corrupt, that is just something else. Okay, so here's an example. Boxing heads that don't like UFC, not just overall fighting fans, but boxing heads that like don't like UFC, they say, yeah, well, your judges fuck shit up too. Yeah, but UFC is relatively new. They're still trying to figure it out. Boxing's been around for forever. You guys really can't figure it out? That's bullshit. And you're wrong. You're wrong, boxing. That's why people don't pay attention to you. That's why Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather was the biggest fight that you guys have had in like the past three to four years. Whenever the Manny Mayweather fight, that was the last biggest fight. A UFC fighter came into your sport and that was the biggest one for you. So, and he, okay, yeah, Conor got stopped, whatever. It was his first time boxing. Big deal. He held his own. Triple G, it's just like when it goes to decision, it's so screwed. It's just fucked. More fighting news, by the way. Ronda's manager came out, and Ronda Rousey, right? Her manager wants her to fight one more fight against Cyborg, who... So, what, Ronda's 0-2 her last two fights. She got that brutal head kick, and then did she get knocked out the second, the next one, or tap? And she lost, whatever, she lost. Cyborg is not like any other girl in the UFC. That's the exception to the argument, what could a girl fight a dude? Cyborg is a fucking monster. She... Murks girls. She murks them. Okay? Smirking. It's smirking season. And, well, I'll just say it like this. If you think Ronda has a chance versus Cyborg after taking however long Ronda's taken off, you batshit crazy. You crazy. Cyborg, just do me a favor, actually. Pause this and Google Cyborg, Chris Cyborg. Did you do it? And that's what it's all about. Hey, man, that's da 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 do do. What else is weird to me? Oh, yeah. So, I was listening to Chris D'Elia's podcast, and he was talking about divisions in sports. He was talking a lot about sports. Okay, so, divisions in sports. It's bizarre to me. It's like... That's what happens when everybody gets a trophy. You get divisions in sports. Oh, you play for a D3 team that wins every time? You guys just run D3, Division 3? So you guys are like, oh, so you're the best of the worst teams. Congratulations. Here's a trophy. Let's get rid of divisions. And just call it how it is. Oh, you're... You're the best Division II, the best Division II school. Oh wow, congrats! No one gives a fuck because you're not Division I. Sorry guys. It's I don't know, like okay, you're gonna tell me that your Division II school could beat a Division One, or like certain, like the worst Division One teams. Oh, congratulations. How about this? How about your fucking best Division Two school moves up to Division One? Let's see where you end up. Want to do that? Didn't think so. Cause you get murked. Especially football. like high school football. I played for a team that was, we were either like Division One or Division Two. Then like the next year they went down a division and they were just, their record went up and people were like, oh wow, you guys sucked. It's like, no, we're just playing better teams. That's all. That's all. That's, so your first place in Division Two. Oh, cool. So you're 180th in Division One. you suck. let's just be blunt about it and just say it how it is.
No, he can't stop us, no one can.
Oh yeah? Did you play any Division I teams? One. Did you guys win? No, but we came close. So they stopped you.
And they can't stop us, no one can.
They stopped you. Fucking cheerleaders.
They can't stop us, no one can.
Man, cheerleaders are the worst. Especially if you get a scholarship to cheer for like a Division II. Yeah, I'm a Division II cheerleader. I got a scholarship. Wait, what? Yeah. Wait. What? You got a Division II scholarship for cheerleading? Yeah, but we're the best team. Oh, Division II though, right? So you're the best of the second tier? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Well, it's not like that though.
It's like that. It's like that.
They can't stop us, no one can.
Oh shit. There's like Division II guys right now listening to me. Division III.
Dude, you are so fucking wrong about this. You don't know shit about sports, okay? You don't know shit about fucking D2 football.
Well, I know you guys aren't as good as the D1 teams.
D1 can't stop us, no one can. D2 can't stop us, no one can.
Well, go up to D1 and see if they stop you. Oh, boy. You know what else is stupid, too? I don't even know how I just thought. Oh, I Googled best. I don't know. Do not ask me why this popped up, but I was Googling best. I forget what the fuck I was going to Google because this threw me so far off. I was Googling something and it said best Creed lyrics. Let's do quote unquote best Creed lyrics because they're all bad. And that's the facts of Creed. So I clicked it, obviously, right? I was like, that was Creed is like Division 5 of music. They're last place in Division 5. So I was like, I want to hear the best Creed lyrics. Well, I only wrote down 3 because there was 10 of them. And I don't want to skibbity-bat-bat scat in your eardrums. So, with arms wide open, I'm going to welcome you. With arms wide open, yeah. With arms wide open. What the fuck? Scott Stapp, that's the lead singer of Creed. With arms wide open, what?
Under suddenly.
What? What was that, Creed? What was that, Scott?
Under.
Huh?
With arms wide open.
Hey, Scott. Do me a favor. Pipe down over there. I'm gonna need you to pipe down over there. How about this one? I'm gonna read it just like Creed says it. Just like Scott says it.
I sleep beneath the trees of wisdom.
What?
I took a nap right under the smart trees.
You sleep beneath the trees of wisdom? That sounds like something that would have been in that hashtag. Wednesday wisdom. I sleep beneath the trees of wisdom. The fuck does that even mean? What does that mean? I sleep beneath the trees of wisdom? Scott, man, stop. Just stop. I think you guys are going to like this one. Unique New York. Excuse me. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet and so far down. 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 Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge. And I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Here, it's not that far down. Except, so I remember this music video. He falls the entire video. Actually, no. Me and my buddy Kyle watched this. I don't know why we watched this Creed video together. Sometimes you do weird shit with your buddies. Okay. He falls and the wind is like, it's like super CGI, like digital. And he's just falling off this cliff. It's fucking Scott Stapp. And he has like this weird, like 90s haircut where it's like a little bit long. And the wind is just blowing in his face. And he's just staring right into the camera. The wind's blowing in his face as he's falling. And then he hits the ground and it's like a big impact. And he just gets up and starts singing again. Those wide open arms caught him. Hold me now. I think that's from the CD. It's called Human Clay. That's the cover of the podcast for sure. It's like this clay guy reaching up. He's trying to escape the earth. Oh my gosh. Scott Stapp. Oh my goodness. Yeah. With thongs wide open. He does that after every word. Nah. Nah. That's what it's all about. Hey. Stupid fucking Scott Stapp. What a stupid name. That's his real name. Sorry, Scott. I didn't mean that. You can't change that. You could change the lyrics, but you didn't. You didn't. What else are stupid names? Like in movies. Dumbledore. Isn't that from Harry Potter or something? Dumbledore. Is that even how you say his name? Fucking dumb. Whoever whoever names somebody Dumbledore is just a stupid dumb. You dumb. Or, fucking the guy from Lord of the Rings, Bilbo Baggins. Bilbo Baggins. What are you, a folk singer? Bilbo Baggins? You gonna sing some folk music for me? Bilbo Baggins sounds like the guy that made up the Hokey Pokey, actually. Just his little furry feet. You put your right foot in, you take your right foot out. Or, if he changed his name to Dildo Baggins, he could be a weird, creepy porn star. A little furry porn star. Yeah. A little Smeagol, right? That's another one from Lord of the Rings. I like to think that whoever made the Hokey Pokey has a weird, creepy side of him. And he's like singing a song, you know, and that's what it's all about, hey. And then he goes home and he's like,
my precious, they're gonna love the Hokey Pokey.
Oh man, the Garage Cast. I think that's what's making me all weird today. Because it's fucking hot. I didn't turn on the fan today because I noticed that I hear it in the background, so I just left it off. Yeah, right? I don't know. Whatever. I'm going to share a little story with you. Because I learned something. That's why I'm going to learn. I'm going to end it on this. When I was a little kid, look, I didn't have the most money. We didn't have the most money. My mama, she took care of me. She took care. She's a saint, okay? Saint Danielle, that's what I should call her. Or she can't be, fuck. I don't know what you, I'm not a religious guy. I don't know what you call her. Mother Danielle? She was my mother, so I'm not going to call her that. But I would collect, like, Pokemon cards and shit. But is it just me, or did anybody else fucking collect rocks when they were little? You found some cool rocks, or like fool's gold. You thought you were the shit. You were balling, right? I fucking found some rocks, bitch. Trying to come trade some cards with me. I'll trade you my Charmander for that rock, though. Just slanging rocks. That's what being a kid was all about. And that's what it's all about. But besides the fact of my poor ass collecting rocks, okay, I collected bugs. And, you know how, like, I don't know if anybody collected bugs, but you would get, like, a weird happiness when you would collect bugs. And that, they did some study, and that stems back to, like, ancient times where we were hunting foraging for, like, berries and shit, and you would find a bug, and you would get, like, that reward system would just turn on because you found food. And they think that that is a part of why, like, if, like, you were a little kid and you collected bugs, or like those weird people that collect butterflies, like when they get a new one, there's a sense of like, yeah, fuck yeah, it's because of when we had to hunt for shit and we would find a bug every now and then. Be happy. That's a weird thing to get into, isn't it? Collecting butterflies. They are like really pretty, except you got a dead bug on your wall when you break it down. I mean, they don't last long, so that's not the issue. I'm just saying, like, that's like a serial killer thing. if you go on a Tinder date, ladies, you walk into this stud's room, and he starts showing you a bug collection, run as fast as your little heart can, please. You walk in and you see a wall of butterflies, you're getting sliced. Check his freezer, because it probably has some human in there. There's probably a head, or at the very least a hand. Cause I would like to think that serial killers wouldn't cut the meat up yet. They would keep it fresh. Like when you catch a fish, or like when some people leave like the skin on the fish. Serial killers leave the skin on the hand. They don't know what's going on. For real though, ladies, you walk into a guy's house and he's got bugs. Or butterflies on his wall. Framed butterflies. Framed dead bugs. You better run. You don't even need that anymore. Because we get that same sense of like, yes! When somebody likes our picture. Don't even lie, because it's true. Somebody likes your picture, you're like, oh, cool. Like when I had Tinder, and I matched with somebody, it was like a brief, yes! Is not even the fact that, like, you were going to hang out with them. It's like, because everybody knows what Tinder is. It's for hooking up. So you go on Tinder, you match with somebody, and you're like, oh, cool. That person thinks I'm attractive enough that they'd fuck me. And on that note, I'm going to get out of here. I got to go get ready for this concert. And that's what it's all about. Until next time of this, that, and those. I'm going to get out of here because I got to change my clothes. Peace.